Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Hour number two here on a Tuesday, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get into an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes from right now. College football corner in about 20 minutes as start to look ahead to this weekend, the cocktail party, Georgia-Florida game. We were talking about it before the show. Who's Florida's coach?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah.
New coach energy, or do you have to know the coach's name? For
new coach energy and a bye week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You better watch out for every damn thing, because this, whatever Florida has been doing before they fire Billy Napier, is going to be the exact opposite.
Right. You got to totally change it up, right?
Like,
you got nothing to lose.
Yep.
You got good players.
Yep.
Just throw it all out there.
Yep. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah. All right. Brandon Adams will join us in the 1 o'clock hour as well to get his thoughts on that game and everything that's going on in college football. Back page with Bo coming up at 12.
Hey, is that, fight with Tank and them coming up soon? Because I know I saw something that was very disturbing last night, and I was like, oh, God.
Somebody the Manny stuff?
Yeah, somebody having a Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather Jr. too. Really? Like it took them forever in their primes to box each other. And now you mean to tell me they're going to fight 10 years outside their prime?
Right, because I remember everyone wanted that forever and it never happened.
Yes.
It finally did, and everyone's complaint was they were too old.
Yeah.
Well, they're way too old
now. They're way too old now. I mean, Manny fought a couple months ago. I don't know. Me and my wife, obviously, my wife loves Manny Pacquiao. But when she was talking, she's like, does he need money that bad? I was like,
that's always my reaction.
He was taking care of the whole damn country, basically. You know, but damn. Like, if they fight, they're going to generate money.
The money's crazy. It really is. Like,
they're going to generate money.
Dudes are getting like $180 million. Especially if they hold it, you know.
How come?
Out there.
Like, people really want to watch it like that?
Man, it's Manny Pacquiao. So all that's a whole damn country right there.
Sure.
And then November 14th, by the way.
November 14th, okay. But, yeah, I was like, I mean, damn, when are we going to stop?
Yeah.
When are we going to stop, man? I mean, how many more punches to the face can you take?
I don't know. We've wondered that a lot of times.
A lot of times, too.
For $180 million, a couple more.
For $180 million, I mean, I take a couple more shots.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I take a couple more.
Punch me square in the nose for $180 million.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, damn, half of my screws loose already. Knock a couple more out, damn it. Because for $180 damn million. Dollars,
yeah, that'll solve a lot of problems.
Damn, I was like, they about to fight again, huh? Yeah, well.
Yeah, I mean, go for it.
Yeah,
you know? Go for it.
Yeah, just making sure this might be the last. I think Manny might fight till he's 60.
Yeah. Again, some people do.
Yeah, man, it's like I got a whole province I got to take care of. this economy, but it's amazing that these dudes.
Tyson Fury reportedly made $100 million for that fight with Usyk.
Okay,
those are obviously guys look a little closer to their primes,
uh-huh.
Certainly with Usyk, but like they would make more than those guys.
You think so?
Than Fury and Usyk? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
I think so.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Good luck with that. Set.
NFL no huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Let's take a look at what's going on in the National Football League as another week has come to an end. Monday Night Football last night, the Chiefs win again. We'll get to that in just a minute. But here's a little bit more from Raheem Morris's press conference yesterday when asked about his conversations with team owner Arthur Blank.
We speak on a normal cadence, you know, so we always speak weekly. We always talk about everything from after action report. We always talk about a pregame report. So we always speak, you know, the normal cadence that we always speak on,
What was the conversation like since the game?
It's usually just what I'm doing with you guys right now, kind of telling what happened, being honest, open up in front.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff that he's telling Arthur, he ain't telling the media.
No.
Yeah.
That's a fun little story to tell the media.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you guys the same thing.
Yeah.
I also think – the question asking is probably a little bit different in that process too.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it, man. I mean, we having fun talking about how dark Rick Caffey's office be when you go in there. I bet Arthur Blank just had one blind open.
Oh man,
just one blind open. Send them in.
It's funny because I was thinking about that, just like the meetings, however often they happen, all that this morning driving in. Because I don't know. Is it weekly?
Yes.
Every team?
Well, I don't know.
Because I wouldn't want to do that if I didn't have to.
That I don't know how often some owners meet with the head coach. I don't know how.
Sounds like they meet weekly.
But I'm pretty sure it's a regular thing, Bunk. But when we were talking, oh God, when was it? 2 years? When Arthur Smith, then they were like, we report directly to Arthur Blank and everything. I think this is that kind of thing too. Where okay, every week you're going to give me an assessment of what happens and all those different things. And I'm pretty sure there's not a lot of X's and O's in it, more or less, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
No need to be.
Yeah, no need to. Like what the hell happened?
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
Now, yeah, I don't know how you – what do you tell them? Like, how do you explain?
That's not a pleasant conversation.
No, it doesn't sound like a fun –
It's not a fun conversation.
It doesn't sound like a fun conversation at all.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to have it if I was Arthur Blank. Like, I know.
I don't want
to. I watch the game.
What you going to tell me now? What are you going
to
tell me now?
What are you going to tell me to make this seem better? It was 34-3 in the billion-dollar building that I got built here for you guys to play football.
Yes.
$1 billion it cost us to make this thing.
What the hell is going on,
damn it? So you guys can go out there and play like that? Billion plus. Yeah, man. I don't know. Those meetings seem like they'd be terrible. Patrick Mahomes' meetings with his team, or if they – Andy Reid meets with their owners or whatever. Those are probably more fun. They win a lot. Here's them winning again last night.
Mahomes takes the snap at his left knee, keeping the feet alive. Zings it late for the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown, Kansas City. And Travis Kelce with the catch now ties Priest Holmes for the most touchdowns in Kansas City Chiefs history.
Yeah, I mean, when I heard that, I was like, hold on. What about Tony? I was like, well, no, Tony has 100, but he called a lot here when he left Kansas City.
Right.
But
how many was that for Travis Kelce?
80.
80, yeah. Okay.
But just think about
that's
that.
A lot of touchdowns.
Because I don't know. Priest played with 4 or 5 years.
Like, I know. Priest did that damage.
Priest did, yes.
Like that.
Yes. Priest was always scoring damn touchdowns. Priest was like, he was scoring damn near 20 touchdowns a season.
For one contract.
Yes, one contract.
They gave him the ball 400 times a year.
Just like Larry Johnson.
Yep,
just like Larry Johnson.
Same thing.
Just like Larry Johnson.
And Jamal Lewis, and there was a whole like
era of running. They were all neck area. They here's the money, and now we're going to run you to the damn ground.
Here's the money, here's the ball.
Yeah, we're going to run your ass to the damn ground, man. But they look good, man. They really, really do. When you talk about the Chiefs offense, getting Rashee Rice back is pivotal in what they like to do. Because he's a middle-of-the-field worker guy. Juju was playing his role in the offense.
Right.
And now you got him back.
Yeah, which, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice job. Thank you. Thank you for filling in.
But
Now you have all your dynamic weapons back on offense. Everybody looks healthy. Like, I don't know if Mahomes was dealing with something early in the year either, but he just looks better now, too. He's moving around.
Yeah, I think, Andy, you know, another thing is your comfortability with guys. I mean, as great as he is, you know, his ability to extend plays, be able to run away from people to get that extra yard, and now his guys are all back, and you're not having to just rely on Kelce, even though he looks good. He's looked in the last couple of years. And so when you look at it from that standpoint with Andy Reid, the defense is always going to be solid with Spags and those boys. I mean, they're a problem, man. They're a problem.
John Harbaugh says the Ravens expect to have Lamar back for Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
They're favored to win that division at 2-5. They were 1-5 before they won on Sunday.
And still were favored.
Yes. And I understand why. I've seen the other teams in that division play. If Lamar comes back and looks like Lamar, there's no reason to think they can't rattle off 8 out of 9 or whatever they would need to do. Yeah. But
they said they don't play a team with a winning record until December 7th. And so, and so they would.
Yeah, all right. They got the Dolphins on Thursday, so be careful.
They needed the win on Sunday so Lamar could come back
on
this Thursday night game against the Dolphins.
Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, Jets, Bengals, Steelers, And the Steelers are that team with the winning record.
Yes. And who knows if they'll have one by then.
Yeah, they might not by then.
Yeah, so, I mean, Baltimore, their defense still got a lot
still
of injuries.
Great.
Still not great. But, you know, you got Lamar. A healthy Lamar can keep you in most games.
Carson Wentz, Vikings quarterback, is undergoing season-ending surgery on his left shoulder. So, J.J. McCarthy is going to return and I would assume be the starter.
I would assume, right?
I mean, they drafted him in the top 10.
I would assume.
2 years ago.
I would assume.
And was the starter at the beginning of the year this year. Yeah, so I guess that's why Carson Wentz was so upset on the sideline.
Yeah, he was hurt. Yeah. He was banged up, man. And they say he fought through it, whatever was going on with that shoulder, man. So, I mean, for him to have go under the knife, it had to be pretty bad.
But it said it was torn labrum and something out of socket.
Yeah, man. So,
and then the tweet was like, he's dealing with this so JJ doesn't have to play with a sprained ankle.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but they need to get AJ. Yeah. They need to get also, him back.
Saw JJ play.
They need to get JJ back in there.
He's got to develop.
Yeah, you got to develop.
You have to see what you have.
You got to figure that out. What was the other one we talked about yesterday? Ed Oliver, torn bicep, out indefinitely. Probably could return sometime during the season. It's alarming, you know, with the brace and everything.
Yeah, he's still got about 3 months
left. Yeah, so that could be something that he could,
that's a big deal for the Bills.
That's a big damn deal for him, man, because, you know, he's their best up front player. And when you lose a guy like that, that's one of those situations where other guys step up, but not everybody's Ed Oliver. So, but as long as their biggest thing they're going to do, they need to lean on Cookie a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to run the ball a little bit more.
Yeah, man, had 200 yards rushing on Sunday and looked fantastic. And they get healthy. I mean, they're dealing with a lot of injuries, not only Ed Oliver, but on that whole defense. Kellen Moore said we'll make a decision about our quarterback shortly.
Let him play.
Between Rattler and Shuck.
Let Shuck play.
Yeah, let Tyler Shuck play.
Let him play to see what you got.
He drafted him in the second round.
You're going to have a high enough pick this year that you can have a decision on if you want to take another quarterback.
Yeah, like don't get to the end of the year and not know whether or not you need to get a different guy. You're going to have a top five pick probably this season. And there's some pretty good quarterbacks coming out.
Yeah.
If you need to draft a quarterback, you're going to want to know whether or not.
Yeah, Kevin Stefanski said they're sticking with Dylan Gabriel, even though they got a bye week and all those different things. And, you know, eventually he's got to see what they have this year. He had without a back injury this past week. The thing with Dylan was, like, he was just awful the second half. Threw two picks and then had an intentional grounder turned to a safety.
Yeah.
You know, because he throws the ball out of bounds, kind of similar to what Michael did in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. But, this is the Browns. We talked about Myles Garrett being very upset last week. I'm still confused by, I mean, obviously the money helps, but he said they kind of explained to me the plan, and I'm just curious.
What could they possibly have said?
What could they have said?
Their quarterback situation has played out and will continue to play out exactly how we thought it would.
Yes.
Flacco will play for a minute. It's not going to go great.
Yep.
Then the guy you drafted earlier will play for a while, and it's not going to go great because he's a rookie.
Yep.
Then eventually Shadur will be the starter, and that probably won't go great either because he'll also be a rookie. And then at the end of the year, you'll be 4-13.
Yeah, and then you'll be able to draft the quarterback because you got two first round picks. But they won't do that. They won't do that. Not the Browns. They won't do that.
They'll draft like a tight end. Yes, and not a safety.
Not the Browns. And then their best offensive player is banged up right now. Quinshon Judkins is banged up. So I mean, this is going to be a long ass season up there in Cleveland. Now Myles Garrett's going to get 20-some sacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but. Yeah, it's going to be a long damn season.
Yep.
It's going to be a long season.
Panthers talking about how they're not going to be splitting reps anymore. Understandably, Rico Dowdle will get the heavier workload. He's been really good.
Yeah, Rico Dowdle's been good. He's been really good. And that's, I think that's one of the things where, I mean, Chuba was their guy last year.
Yeah.
You know, but Rico has taken the lead back role. So
he ride the hot
You might as well just feed him the damn ball. I 100% agree with that. And then the Bengals hold a players only meeting. The Bengals defense, I'm sorry. Players only meeting. The players ain't getting no better. The personnel's not going to get any better.
I mean, how many players only meetings did they hold last year?
I don't know.
Because they lost a bunch of games last year when they scored 30 points.
Yeah, they had a defensive players only meeting.
Well, their best guy on defense got hurt in the game. And I don't know what Trey Hendrickson's timeline is, but he got hurt.
Hey, guys, join Dukes and Bell for a special edition of the show this Thursday as they broadcast live from Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta. Come in, stock up for the weekend while joining Dukes and Bell as they preview the week's biggest college and pro matchups. As Dukes and Bell this Thursday, guys, they will be at Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard. And they'll also be at Twin Peaks of Kennesaw today getting you ready for the big game at Kennesaw.
Yeah, they've won 5 in a row.
Yeah, man.
They're first place in their conference. Love to see it. All right, we'll come back. Speaking of that, College Football Corner. Start looking ahead more to some of these games. Haven't really had a chance to talk about the Brian Kelly news, though, from the weekend at LSU. So we'll get into that as well on Sports Radio 92.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
The game.
Prayers for my people down there, man.
Oh, yeah.
My Uncle Greg is there.
Really?
Yes, I talked to him last night.
When's the hurricane supposed to hit?
It's moving so damn slow. He's down there because his birthday was last week. And so I didn't get a call because we were obviously gone. And so I called him yesterday to wish him a happy late birthday. And I was like, what you doing, man? He said, man, I'm down here in Jamaica. I was like, right now?
Leave.
He was like, yeah, can't get out.
Oh.
Yeah, can't get out. Because he's supposed to leave yesterday.
When it moves slow, it's almost even worse.
Yes.
Because then it sits on top of you.
Yes.
That's what happened in North Carolina and that part of the country last year. It just got trapped up there and rained for days.
Yeah, man. But yeah, my uncle's down there. I talked to him last night, and he was like, I'm like, what you doing, man? I'm out here eating some good old Jamaican food, ready, just hanging out. I was like, all right, man. So the group text, he just texted the family this morning and said, he's doing all right.
So far, so good.
Yeah, so far, so good.
Yeah, I've seen reports. For people that don't know, there's a crazy hurricane in the ocean right now that's headed toward Jamaica.
Yeah.
I've seen reports that it's among the worst that would have ever hit islands down there.
Which, yeah, bro.
They get bad hurricanes all the time down there. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, yeah, definitely. Prayers to him and everybody else who's down there. Be safe you possibly can.
Yes, sir.
The back page with Bo coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. We'll get to a college football corner.
As we always say, and it's more Andy, that he doesn't mind the selfies.
Oh, I don't mind.
Come on, man. Like,
I don't mind a selfie.
Yeah, like,
how would I know what you look like if you didn't send me a selfie?
I don't really need to know a lot of times. I mean, you know, we get more men selfies. I think that's what it is.
It's all we get.
Yeah. We get more,
I don't want it. So.
Yeah, we get more men selfies. Yeah, yeah.
You don't want any lady selfies.
No, I'm not talking about like that. I'm a happily married man.
I know you are, but that's what I'm saying, just to clarify.
Dudes,
all dudes in my DMs. That's dudes, how I want it.
Yeah, dudes do you not have, like, maybe because of me, I have long arms.
Oh.
And so it's not all the way to where you can see the nose hair. Mm. Maybe because, you know, maybe people got the Naughty by Nature dude's arms.
T-Rex arms?
Yeah, the T-Rex arm.
I mean, not everybody was a wingspan guy.
Yeah, that's what I said. Maybe because of my wingspan, and then, you know, I can get
catch radius.
I can obviously get way away from my face. Maybe that's it.
That's why my wife is the designated family selfie lady, because she's got long-ass arms.
Yeah.
She can D you up, man. You're going to be a hard time getting a shot off over Ashley.
I think about it, because it's always funny, because you're a lot like me whenever we go with our wives. Like, all the pictures she takes.
I know.
For the most part. And
I try to do better.
And so I did better this time, because she's like, can you take a – she put it on her Instagram. But I did. I stood there, Andy. I took the deep breath, like she said, and I blew it out as I'm pressing the snap button.
Why is that supposed to help?
I don't know. That's what she told me this. She said, take a deep breath and let it out as you're pressing the button. I was like, cool. Whatever.
Huh. I never heard that.
Dude. All right, and so
it's really funny because, you know, obviously, you know, I follow your family and you guys follow us on social media and all that. So I see when you guys are on trips. I did wonder. I was like, does Donna have like a selfie stick?
No.
Or did Randy take that picture?
Yes.
Good for you.
I did.
Man.
It was good. You did a good job. But the thing about it was, I had to tell myself, just like most men, don't mess this picture up. Because again, we had to retake, like she would get like some of the workers to take pictures, and it wouldn't be how she wanted it.
Right.
So that's more suffering for me, because I'm ready to go. I don't want to sit there and take no damn 1,400 pictures, man.
I just feel bad because, like, my wife does such a good job of kind of waiting for those really special moments.
Yes.
And then I'll be talking to Jack and, you know, or whatever, have Lily and Jack in my arms or something, and she'll always capture it perfectly.
You get her.
There's not a single one of those pictures of her.
Nothing.
You would think she was a terrible parent.
So raggedy.
Like, where's all the special moments you've had with him? Well, undocumented.
Yeah, dog.
Because my husband does not take photos. So I'm trying to do better.
I am doing better. Every time I see them doing something or her doing something with them, I'll always try to, you know, but I'm not as good as them because they know how to hold it at the hip.
I know, and they're sneaky.
I'm not a good hip guy.
Totally candid. Yeah, if I ever do it, everybody knows. I'm like, hang on.
Yes.
Hang on. Oh, no, that's sorry. That's video. Hang on.
Yes.
And then I've got to get in there. I know. But okay, good. We're both
We're getting better at taking and catching more of the family moments ourselves.
But thank you to our listener live from Chicago with all of his Falcons gear on, repping the Falcons in Chicago.
Yeah.
Just trying to get over that loss. We'll get back into some Falcons stuff, top of the 1 o'clock hour. College football corner, obviously one of the big stories of the year in college football and continues to be, is how many great jobs are coming open. And there's a lot of different ways you can take this. Obviously, LSU comes open over the weekend. Brian Kelly's fired. Governor in Louisiana is trying to keep some of his buyout money away from him. Good luck with that. That's not really how that works. So I think we'll see. We'll see. But I think Brian Kelly's probably going to get...
There was supposedly some kind of fine print in his contract where they might be able to whittle $30 million off of that buyout from... 50 to 20.
Yeah.
Are you
and I'm
serious?
Sure that they'll try.
It's being written. Yeah, they're going to try at least. Yeah.
And I bet Brian's got some pretty good lawyers, too.
I bet he does. Yeah.
And we'll see how that goes.
They're going to battle it out.
Because normally coaches get all of it.
Yes.
And they want him to leave, so they're going to pay it to him. interested to see if he decides to take another job in this cycle. Because to me, Penn State makes perfect sense. I just think from a fit standpoint, he obviously is a really good coach, even at LSU. Won double-digit games, went to the SEC championship game his first year, had a Heisman Trophy quarterback. Like, he's won quite a few games.
Yeah.
Not enough, and it wasn't just that. There was some behind-the-scenes stuff and disagreements with some of the power structure and all that.
But that's the one thing about it is, like, when you're winning, you can disagree with the power structure.
You can be as big of a jerk as you want if you're winning, but you can't be a jerk and lose.
Yes, yes. That's always the biggest thing when you talk about coaching. Man, I wish I had this. I had tried to save this clip. I thought I saved it. Of, like, Joe Klatt talking about the amount of money, like, by the time buyouts, he says it's going to be close to $500 million.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's like, far as
between,
like,
all these jobs?
Yeah, between all the job buyouts.
Well, then just think about the athletic director who's making this decision in Scott Woodward. He's the same guy that – okayed the buyout of Jimbo Fisher.
Yes.
So between those two guys, he's going to have, like, greenlit $130 million in buyouts. Now,
yes.
He's not greenlit lighting them.
No.
The boosters
but
are
that's the thing about
them,
it is, like, people are, like, you hear now a lot of, you know, people, because you were talking about, you know, this governor in Louisiana supposedly had something to do with all of this and the firing of Coach Kelly, basically saying, well, you want to, somebody has to be fired. I'm not going to fire him. Okay, so then you can leave.
Right.
And we're going to fire him anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So not only is he fired, you're also fired.
Yeah, we're going to fire him anyway.
Yeah.
So that's why when you look at it, people are like, well, these people have always been around. They can just come from behind the curtain now and tell you.
Exactly.
Hey, you're fired.
Yep.
We don't want you no more. Hey, let's get this money together and get him up out of here.
It is interesting to me, some of the reactions to stuff like this kind of exposes how new some people seem to be to college football.
Yes.
Because it's been going on forever.
Yes.
Like, the boosters, the big money donors, they're the ones that have made the decisions forever. They're a big part of how big recruits ended up at certain schools.
Yes.
They just used to give the money in duffel bags or no-show jobs or whatever. Now you can just do it with NIL, and they can pool their money together and buy guys out and move on much more publicly than they have been in the past. But, yeah, I mean, that's what it is, and they're going to convince somebody to come take that job. It's interesting. I don't they have to convince them that hard either. That's been one of the questions I've heard, and we talked to Mike about it, of the three biggest ones, and I think LSU, Florida, and Penn State are the three biggest ones.
Right.
I think Arkansas and UCLA and Virginia Tech, those are big jobs too, but those three jobs there are sort of higher profile.
If you're them, do you go after a first-year head coach?
If I'm who?
One of those three teams.
If I'm LSU, I'm going to try to take a coach from a place who's succeeding currently.
Right.
I want Lane Kiffin.
Okay.
Like, if that's what I'm doing, I'm going to try to get him there. And it seems like now you've seen that photo from when Stephon Diggs was on that boat in Miami.
Yes.
And he was having a good time.
Yes.
That's Stephon Diggs is Lane Kiffin.
Yes.
And all those ladies around him are LSU, and Penn State, and Florida. Lane Kiffin seems like he's going to have his pick.
I think so too. I think he, I don't know Penn State's in it. I think he's going to, I think.
Yeah. I don't think so either.
It's going to be, but it's one of those things where, because of how good his team is right now. You know, Ole Miss is a possible playoff type team.
They should be a playoff team.
And so if you're LSU in Florida, how long do you wait for that?
Exactly.
That's a big thing.
Great
how
question.
How long do you wait? Now, you know, I mean, obviously, meaning before you have a commitment, because they can have a commitment. Now, I'm not saying nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You can do back
channel
stuff.
Yeah, you can do back channel and all those different things.
Which, I don't know. We talked last year about how you'd never see a player on a team in the playoff leave during the playoff.
We did say that.
Wrong. Bobadilla left.
We did say that.
Would you ever? You never.
He got,
see,
he got messed up pretty bad.
I know.
Bad.
He hurt his knee in that loss to Vanderbilt. That was a hell of a football game.
Hell yeah,
too.
It was.
But we got to stop saying never about everything because there's no never in college football. I don't think a guy would stop coaching his team in the playoff. But I think a guy would make a back channel deal to leave his team when the playoff was over.
But we were talking about this off the air because we were talking about obviously those guys. But there's other teams like the Vanderbilt coach, like Clark Lee. Like he's a Vanderbilt alum and everything like that. He's turned this program around. Would he, I won't say consider an LSU job or that, but like would he consider leaving for another job? You know, when we talked about Brent Key, when you told me how much Brent Key makes, I was like, hold on. I said, no, that was the raise he got last year. No, that was the – he got a raise last year to bring his salary to what currently is. If Georgia Tech don't stop bullseyeing around and go get this man a new contract –
Brent Key needed a raise yesterday.
Yeah. If you don't stop messing around and go give Coach Key a damn a new extension.
Because – and you said it with Clark Lee. It's the same thing with Brent Key. And there's a few others. But, like, you can't lean too heavy on alma mater.
Yeah.
Like, alma mater's great. But if they're going to triple my salary, like – no offense.
None at all.
I still went there, and I still got the diploma on my wall, and I'll come back for reunions. They're offering me $13 million a year. I'm going over that way.
Yeah.
No offense. That needs to happen. Clark Lee needs to get a raise.
Yeah.
At the very least, if I'm them, I'm going to make it seem like I might leave.
Yeah.
Because that's how you get the raise.
That's what I'm saying.
Because Indiana did it like that.
They were like, hey,
that was 2 weeks ago now.
They're like, hold on. James Franklin got fired? Hey, call his agent. Call his agent right now. You want to stay in Indiana, right? Yeah, because that's where Lane is. Lane is right there right now. Lane's agent, whoever he is, might be Sexton because he's everybody's agent.
I think it's Sexton.
It might be because he's everybody's agent. It's sitting there like, okay.
How are we going to play this?
How you want to do this, Lane? You like Ole Miss? You want to be the highest coach in the NFL? I mean, in college? Watch this.
Because that's what I would do. I would find a way to get Ole Miss to make me the highest paid coach in college and stay there.
Right.
Lane Kiffin's 6 wins away from a statue.
Yes.
In Oxford, Mississippi.
Right beside Archie.
He is.
Right between Archie and Eli.
Right between them. This man wins no one's done it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it was a long time ago, but it's been a minute.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
He's a clapback king too. Damn Venables.
What did Venables say?
Basically, he was basically saying that they were better than Ole Miss and then Lane being Lane.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much. That was a good game, too.
Yes. Yeah, it was a great game.
There was some really good games on Saturday. That Texas comeback was crazy.
Dude, I'm just telling you.
Arch looks really good.
As much as we're talking about, you know, Mississippi State doing this and all, like, Mississippi State, I didn't know that they won an SEC game yet.
Who?
Mississippi State.
Well, I didn't either.
Yeah,
they've been competitive.
Yeah, they've been competitive. They won one.
They've been very competitive. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
In the game. 20 minutes away from the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams will join us at 1:20, as he always does, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. Ahead of the cocktail party on Saturday, Georgia and Florida. Get his thoughts there. Georgia coming off of a bye. And we'll obviously get his thoughts on the coaching carousel in college football as well. So many big jobs open. We'll get to that an hour from now. The AMA to wrap things up. Any question, any topic. Phone lines will be open. 404-726-0929. Just a couple minutes away from the back page with Bo.
The baby's got their trick-or-treat costume yet?
Yep. They're going to be Mario. Jack's going to be Mario.
Oh.
And Lily is going to be Princess Peach.
Okay, I'm about to say not Luigi because I, oh no.
No, no, no.
Hold on.
An opportunity to get another princess dress?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please.
I was like, hold on. Yeah. Mario and Luigi, like, she went for that?
No, she wasn't going for that. She wanted him to be Toad, like the little mushroom. And I was like, funny. Like, I get it. But, like, at least let's let him be Mario, right. You know? Like, let's let him be one of the fun characters.
Right.
She was like, nah, he looks like a little mushroom. And I was like, all right. You little hater.
Yeah, that's all that is.
He's gonna be Mario. You can be Princess Peach. And then she got, we're not going like crazy. She got like some little sunglasses that look like Yoshi.
Okay.
So I can do that, or she can do that. And then like a Bowser t-shirt
okay.
or something. So in it, but not fully in it.
Okay, so y'all do Super Mario.
Yeah, we're doing Super Mario.
Okay.
Doing Super Mario. We got Halloween's Friday, right?
Yes.
But then now there's a bunch of stuff. You don't. When we were kids, it was just Halloween.
Right.
But now there's a trunk or treat.
Yes, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, us too. Yes, we have that tomorrow.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
And we're doing a trunk, so we're doing all decking that all out like Mario Brothers.
Y'all doing a trunk?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're gonna actually be one of the participants.
One of the trunks.
Damn, y'all all the way in this in.
Too much.
Y'all are all the way in PTA.
We're doing
all that.
Too much, Randy. We are doing too much. And
yeah. Y'all all the way in.
All of it.
Yeah.
You name it. If there's something we could sign up for,
right.
We signed up for it.
Right.
We had to walk it back a little bit over the weekend. I was like, I think because like her mom did all that stuff.
Yes.
And that's fine. Like, you know, that's okay. That's okay for some. Like your mom, when she was doing that, was a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
Which is a job. Like that's a full-time job.
It
and
is.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful at all. But my wife has a other job too, where
right.
she has to get up at 5 a.m. and go to work and do that, and it's hard, and she's tired, and then she comes home. It's like, you might not want to come home and design the door for the classroom every single time. Like, you might not want to have a call. She's like on some committee for some festival. The call was at 7:45 last week. I was like, I think.
She's all in, man.
I think we got to pick and choose.
She's all in, dog.
Can't do all of it.
Because if she's all in.
Exactly.
You're all in.
I'm all in. Exactly. Which I'm. I like being all in. I like being all in.
We all.
We're just too. Which is why I'll be all in.
Yeah.
Exactly right. All right. Let's get to the back page with Bo.
Hey.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
For those of you that did not stay up till 3 a.m., and man, I almost made it. Had I known, of course, if you always know stuff in ahead, I probably would have been gambling on the game or something. But
true.
Here's how it ended.
Los Angeles. Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero with the last word on a Game 3 classic.
Two walk-off home runs in World Series for Freddie Freeman. Is he becoming the new Mr. October, or is that just going to default to Shohei?
God, I don't know.
I don't care.
Doing it for two different teams?
I don't care.
What do you mean?
I don't want to hear about it. I didn't want to hear no damn Freddie highlight doing stuff for other people.
Oh, right.
Yeah, who cares?
He's still a good player.
Yeah, whatever. He don't play for my team no more.
And the World Series is going on right now. And that was the bottom of the
18th. I ain't happy for him.
I'm happy for Freddie.
I wish he was doing it in another different color blue.
Well, I agree with that. I wish that was happening too.
Whatever. No, he's freaking awesome.
But
he's freaking awesome, and it's only a matter of time. It was only a matter of time before he caught one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
The interesting thing now is, like, I saw some of this discussion on social media this morning trying to, like, put into context what Freddie's career kind of is now. And I was like, well, he was great for a long time.
Yeah.
He was an MVP and a World Series champion here. Obviously, they're getting more attention there. It's the Dodgers. They've been in the World Series the last couple of years. They might win back-to-back World Series and all that. But I was like, Freddie was already going to the Hall of Fame, wasn't he?
When he left here.
I thought so. Now, obviously, he would have to continue.
I don't know just his career.
If he retired at the end of this, right.
No.
Projected, yeah.
But if he would have kept playing like that.
Yeah,
like
he pretty much has.
He was on a Hall of Fame trajectory. It's not like he got good when he got to the Dodgers.
No.
He was very good. He was great when he was here, too.
Changing teams affected him zero.
Except it just got him more attention because he plays for the Dodgers now.
So this next one is actually a little over a week old, but it's freaking hilarious. So the clip I'm going to play for everybody out there is from Texas Tech. AD Kirby Hokut. So a little bit of history behind Texas Tech. For those of you out there, the millions of you out there that are listening that don't know about Texas Tech traditions, Texas Tech fans have a tradition of throwing tortillas on the field whenever they do great stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So in August, Big 12 ADs met to decide whether they wanted to put a fine or just a flag on people throwing anything on the field during games. So it got voted yes, 15-1. Okay. Of course, the one was Kirby Hokut.
Right.
They wanted the tortillas.
He said after that ruling that the rule may change, but our tradition won't. So you flash forward to August 11th. Texas Tech beats Kansas 42-17. Tortillas come all over the field. So the Big 12 changes it, or adds an amendment to it, saying we're not only going to flag you 15 yards, but we're going to fine you $100,000.
Wow!
If stuff gets thrown on the field. So immediately after that, which takes us up to before last weekend's games, Texas Tech AD Kirby Hokut had to have this announcement or plea in his press conference, and it's just too funny not to play.
The stakes are too high, and we need to help, not risk penalizing our team again for throwing tortillas.
They're going to throw the hell out of tortillas.
Let's not do it. The situation is on me. I leaned into this of throwing tortillas at the beginning of the football season. Now I must ask everyone to stop.
Oh, yeah, they're going to throw them. So hold on, because I never knew nothing about this. So they throw them not at the end of the game, but during the game?
During the game.
Oh, hell no.
In the game, yeah.
Oh, hell no. But they're going to throw them now.
I would say just wait till the end of the game where they can't flag you anymore.
Yeah, but like
$100,000, like nobody's bragged more about their war chest in college football than Texas Tech.
Yeah, but
Cody Campbell can fork over $100,000 for some tortillas if that's your tradition.
But still, like during the game, yeah, that's kind of – but is a tradition, whatever. But, yeah, I would be like, come on, dog. We're trying to finish this damn game.
Yeah, it's hard to play with all these tortillas flying around.
Exactly. Like, what were the
– Let us beat Oklahoma State like 40-0 over the weekend. 42-0, I don't think that tortillas were thrown on the field.
How many tortillas were thrown that night when Baker and Patrick Mahomes played? Where was that game at? You remember that?
Like, I don't remember where that was.
Where was that game at?
It would have been a lot of tortillas.
There's a lot of tortillas on the field.
Wasn't that in Oklahoma, though?
Was it Oklahoma? I can't remember. Okay. That's what I'm saying. I can't remember.
I think that watching videos from that game, you would have seen them. Because they would have been, probably would have ran out of tortillas.
I never heard of this until this year.
I've never heard of it before. Because I'm thinking like I'm going back to, you remember when Crabtree and him?
Yeah.
I don't remember tortillas.
I don't remember that either.
So apparently it dates back to the 90s. There is a tortilla factory in Lubbock.
Okay.
And a radio announcer during a Texas Tech game in like 1993-4 or something like that.
Said
that Texas Tech is good for two things: football and tortillas. And then from there the fan base just ran with it and I guess now they ran with it up until this year.
Well,
they don't do it anymore.
But you know what it is, though. Like, it might have been a thing until they were told not to do it. And then everybody really wants to do it. You know, everybody's like that.
Yeah, 100%.
You tell us we can't do it, we're going to do it more. And so, yeah, who do they – Texas Tech's also 7-1, 14th in the country. By the way, that quarterback I love so much, their backup quarterback, ripped his knee up, so he's out.
Where are they going this week? They got
at Kansas State.
They're Kansas State. Okay.
So no
tortillas there. Who's won a couple games lately?
Now they got BYU in Lubbock
right. In
a couple weeks. BYU is number 10 in the country.
Tortilla watch is on.
Tortillas that day.
Yeah.
Maybe instead of ripping down goalposts, maybe they just throw tortillas all over the place. Is that a happy medium they can meet in?
Yeah, because the thing with the whole goalpost, like, they got to get a whole new one.
That's
you just sweep the damn tortillas
and
up off
fined,
of there.
And, you know.
Yeah, you just pick up the tortillas and – you know,
that's what I'm saying. That's like in mid game, I got to get out here, but we got to delay it. We got to stop the game so we can get tortillas out of the field.
What's your favorite kind of tortilla? You like corn or flour? You're corn?
Yeah, I'm a corn man.
I like corn too, but sometimes they fall apart.
They do fall apart very easily, even when they're double deckered. When you get street tacos,
you know, they'll fold them and then the bottom will crack open.
Yeah, I'm a tortilla guy. The regular one, the white one.
Flour.
The flour.
Yeah, I don't know.
Flour is a lot more durable.
Yeah. So the heart.
Well, then you got the hard shell.
The hard shell. I'm not a big hard shell guy. Like, that was one of the things when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, we had Me tacos. Too. You had to have them in hard shells. But ever since I've been able to have my own and make my own tacos, I've never, ever bought the hard shell.
I hadn't had a hard shell until my mother-in-law still will go both, soft and hard.
Uh-huh.
And she had a Doritos-flavored one.
Really?
And fantastic. I was like, all right.
You got to try.
I'll try that. And it was very good.
So you know how Doritos Locos.
So you know how taco shells just fall apart when you bite into them anyway?
Right.
So we've started making – they've picked up a name because you can actually go into racetrack and buy these. It's a bag of Doritos within a long size bag instead of a tall, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's long ways. You can cut the top off of it, throw nacho toppings on top of it. They call it walking tacos.
Pick it up.
That sounds like such a prison-ass meal.
No, but we do this at home now.
I told you, I watch too many prison reels.
And, they get Doritos in prison?
It'd be them dudes making, like, they dinner. And you'd be like, what the hell? They had the bag. One dude had Doritos with some of that squirt cheese and some damn tuna fish.
But that's what you get at gas stations.
But I was like, hold on, dog. And they were like, this is the joint right here.
I mean, compared to what else they're eating, I guess maybe good.
That's the first thing I think about. When people who put stuff in the bag.
Well, that's just because you get it from racetrack. Now, what we do at home now,
right.
Instead of making tacos, we make walking tacos. So everybody's got a different favorite flavor of Dorito or chip.
Right.
Get the chips, you put them on a plate, meat, cheese, sour cream, jalapenos, whatever you want to throw on top of it. Just make them at home. It's great.
You eat it, but do you put it all in the bag?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They plate at home. You get it from a bag from racetrack, but it's a genius idea.
We make a thing called trashy nachos where it's just tortilla chips and shredded cheese in the microwave. Lily will ask for that three times a week.
What's it called?
That's old school nachos.
Trashy nachos.
That's how I had them growing up.
Because you make it in the microwave.
I've never heard that before. I make those now.
I've never heard that
before. I do that.
It's a nice snack.
Yeah. I've never heard that before.
Daddy, can I have some trashy nachos?
She said she's like that. I never heard it before.
Yeah, we could share some trashy nachos.
Let me play
never heard that.
Lane Kiffin talking about Brent Venables real fast, because y'all talked about it, but here's the audio. Lane's just funny.
Interesting take, whatever he needs to say.
And also following up to road trips.
Maybe they had the better team last year, too, when we beat them. Sorry.
Yes, sir. Following up. On the road against Georgia.
We had the better team in Oklahoma and we beat them 55-19 in the national championship.
Damn.
Maybe we had the better team at Clemson when we beat them 45-40 in the national championship at Alabama. Next question, my bad.
There you go.
Got me on that.
Yeah, well, hard to argue with that.
Yeah.
Scoreboard.
Yeah, man. Lane, like I said, Lane be holding them receipts. Yeah. Is him and his author, him and his old lady talking about reconciliation?
Really?
Yeah, they already did.
Did they?
I think, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know they were talking about getting back together.
Cool.
All right. Way to go, Lane. It's never too late to come home.
Clean himself up, man, and yeah.
His daughter dates the linebacker at LSU, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So maybe that's an LSU connection.
Could be.
Interesting. Nah.
Like if she gave him one of those daddy please, you know?
Can you daddy please your way into a head coaching job?
Probably more money.
Way into that?
Now, apparently,
but he doesn't do stuff
when he was thinking about Auburn a couple years ago, they daddy pleased him to stay at Ole Miss.
Yes, that's what he said that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that pay raise also helped.
Yeah. Probably helped. Yeah. All right. Hey, look, man. We all got daughters. We're not immune to the daddy please. Trashy nachos, probably this afternoon. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.